Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven. Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
It is that time of the year when True TV is on every screen in the newsroom. The first four taking place on True TV this year. And I'll be honest, at home, I tried every channel until True TV, meaning the other ones that are hosting or airing games during the NCAA tournament. I didn't look. I suppose if I had looked ahead of time, oh, they're on True TV, that would have been easier. But they weren't on CBS, of course. CBS has got bigger broadcast plans during the week until the main bracket starts. They weren't on TBS or TNT, and so that left True TV. And rather than look it up in my guide, I just paged down, 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 down. It took a while. I will admit, I don't have a clue what number it is on my channel guide, but now that I've dialed it up and I've watched it on Tuesday night, now it's in my group of last channels, so I don't have to keep looking for it. But yeah, you walk into the newsroom, and they do all kinds of quirky programming on True TV. It's some type of a reality show, and so it's on every screen in the newsroom. There are about 7 or 8 of them, and it's on all of them. So welcome back, True TV. It's that time of the year. And yes, the first four is underway. In fact, we had a pair of games, very different games, between a couple of 10 seeds and then a couple of 16 seeds. And the 16 seeds, they put on a show. It's a lot of fun. The Seahawks and the Bison. I like it. And then Virginia. I'm not telling you they didn't show up because that's not true, but the culmination of all of their offensive woes, that played out in Dayton on national TV, True TV, for the world to see and then say, see, those Cavaliers aren't supposed to be in the tournament. And maybe that's true. But give Colorado State some credit. Because we know all the Mountain West teams, they were really undervalued as a conference. And the selection committee admitted that. Selection committee admitted that we didn't put as much emphasis or as much value on the conference wins in the Mountain West because felt like really their quality victories were all against each other and not against outside conferences. So this is a chance now for the Mountain West to flex its muscles, prove that as a conference, it deserves more respect. Check next to the first four and the first game for the conference. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. It's our hump show, middle show of the work week. And yes, we're underway. Couple of college basketball games to get us started in the men's NCAA tournament. And maybe your reminder that if you haven't yet signed up to be part of the After Hours Bracket Challenge, the time is dwindling. Now, you're not up against the clock yet. That will be me coming up on Thursday morning and realizing I haven't yet filled out my bracket, either for the After Hours Challenge or for my own family bracket challenge. My mom's husband is in charge of the family bracket challenge, and I had to ask him today to please add the Hubs. And so Bob says to me this evening, I got this email about participating in some bracket, but I don't, and I cut him off. I said, no one knows anything about college basketball in the family. I actually watch it for a living and pay attention to it, and I still can't tell you who's going to win, but I said, don't you worry. One of my niece's picks based on mascots, another one of the family members just picks based on the names that she likes. Another family member goes straight chalk all the time. The family always picks way too much of Virginia. So I suppose it's good news that Virginia didn't make it to the main bracket, at least for those family members who always go UVA, since one of my nieces went to UVA. Yeah, no one in the family watches college basketball until the tournament. You're right in line with the rest of us, Bob. And so he's going to fill out a bracket too. So family bracket challenge and after hours bracket challenge. And I've done neither, but this is your friendly reminder that you are running out of days, I suppose. And for the first time ever, we have your chance to do a women's bracket challenge. We're really excited about this. We've never done it before. And you all tell us, some of you have said, there's more excitement, more buzz around the women's tournament. You think the games and the competition will be better. So great. Let's see it. You can find the links to both of those bracket challenges on our show Twitter, After Hours CBS. I did retweet A-Law Radio, and then also on our Facebook page. Really easy to find. In addition, while you're on our social media, it's your chance to ask Amy anything. So whether it's on Twitter or Facebook, you can send your questions to producer Jay, who'll be perusing those over the next few hours. If you haven't yet seen our latest video version of Ask Amy, it is on our YouTube channel. And it's been up since Friday, but because of everything going on in college basketball and all the great interviews we've done, and I wanted to promote our podcast and our conversations with a member of the UConn Huskies, the men defending champions, and also the head coach of the Iowa women's basketball team, Caitlin Clark, and the Hawkeyes. Been promoting those conversations and haven't had a chance to even put the link out there for the new YouTube video, but it's there, and I know a bunch of you have seen it, and so at some point, maybe after this hump show, we'll get to that. But you guys are pretty good at looking on our social media yourself and making sure that you don't miss anything. So there's a lot out there for you. Full service operation and even more to pile on tonight. So excited about this. A conversation from Seoul, South Korea. How neat is that? Because there are only a few hours left until the baseball season, MLB, the show, officially begins in South Korea. And in honor of opening day, we'll set the scene with Padres play-by-play voice, Jesse Agler. He's in Seoul. I've seen his photos. He's already done a few exhibition games. Man, how excited the players must be and the local fans who filled up the stadium for this unique opportunity. First ever regular season game that MLB has staged in South Korea. And it starts at the end of our show. So the coverage begins on ESPN about 30 minutes before we're done, which will be kind of cool. But I'll be able to listen to baseball on my commute home. I am really excited about that.
That is awesome to hear.
So yes, Jesse Agler will join us live from Seoul, South Korea in exactly 2 hours. So man, it's a jam-packed third hour of the show. Not just Ask Amy Anything, but also Jesse. Really looking forward to that conversation, just to hear his observations and what he sees, what he's noticed, what it's been like in Seoul. Of course, the Dodgers, two Japanese stars, they're getting a ton of attention, right? Because their fans can't get enough of Shohei Ohtani and Yoshinobu. I got it right. Yoshinobu.
That's his first name.
Yes. Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Right.
Okay. I've been practicing. I didn't want to look this time. I wanted to see if I could just say it. And so that's really neat for fans who have either made the trip or decided that they're going to be Dodgers fans for life. But how about you, Darvish? Don't forget about you. No, not you, but you. You has been around for quite a while. And so for him to be starting this game for the Padres has got to be really neat for him too. So we'll ask Jesse about that. And then producer Jay reminds me that Ha Song Kim is from South Korea. I wonder if he's as big a star there now that he's visiting with the Padres as Ohtani and Yu Darvish. I know those are Japanese players, but they're global sensations. That's neat. I'm excited for them. And yeah, doesn't it feel like Yu Darvish has been around for forever? And so he'll start. But as for Kim, he's home, and his teammates, like Manny Machado, are really happy for him.
Excited to be here and be a part of this with Kim. You know, this is his hometown, so, you know, it's been fun the last couple of days, just seeing how happy he is that he's back home and, you know, being able to experience that and taking the city has been awesome. So it's been a fun time.
Oh, that's so cool. I am happy for him. Again, Jesse Agler will join us from Seoul, South Korea at the top of our third hour. And the games are carried on our San Diego affiliate, 97.3 FM. Boom. All right, so you've got the Twitter, you've got the Facebook, you've got the bracket challenges, you've got YouTube, you've got interviews coming up, and the start of Major League Baseball. And you've got these couple games. This series is taking place in South Korea, but gosh, we're not even 9 days away now from the bulk of baseball getting underway with that universal opening day. So that's March 28th. I can't decide what I think our fans are more excited about. Are you jazzed up about opening day? And I know these games are harder to watch. Not for us, of course. We love international sporting events. They are right in our wheelhouse, baby. The Olympics, international tennis and golf, and even baseball now. Love it. To know that they'll be the very first pitch is thrown, I'll be busting a move out to my car as soon as the show is over so I don't miss first pitch. Jay, I know it's not your team, but how excited are you about baseball on the way home?
Oh, I'm thrilled. I'm going to tune in for sure. Also, I have a little personal interest now in the Dodgers because I was able to get Shohei in my fantasy draft, so that's fun.
Right. Okay. Fantasy.
That's fun.
Yes. All the rage, and I don't know if you saw it, but MLB Network did a sit-down, Harold Reynolds, with Freddie Freeman, Shohei Ohtani, and Mookie Betts. Okay, that's just wrong.
We're pretty good.
That was Freddie Freeman before Ohtani joined them. Plus Yamamoto, not that he's an MVP candidate, but I suppose he could be vying for a Cy Young. Although the Dodgers seemingly have every other pitcher on the IL. Wait, IL? IL? I forgot. No, they changed it a few years ago. It seems like their entire starting rotation, other than Tyler Glasnow, who will start for them in a few hours, and Yamamoto are on the IL. Everybody else, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, of course, right now we've come to kind of expect that those two guys will be injured. Really hoping that we see some Clayton later in the year, some quality Clayton. But yeah, this is different. It's unique. And it's going to be a lot of fun to soak in here on After Hours. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. And we'll do a little more baseball as we head through this hour just to get you prepped, primed. But yeah, what floats your boat? What's your... Oh gosh, that just triggered something in my brain. What is your flavor of the month? If we're talking March Madness, sorry, NFL, you don't get to be a part of this. Is it March Madness college basketball, or is it the start of the Major League Baseball season? That might actually be a fun poll. In March, trying to think how I want to phrase it. What gets you madder than a Hatter? No. Although we did just talk to the head coach of the Stetson Hatters. What's worth staying up all night for? What's worth losing sleep for? Because for college basketball, over the next few days, well, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, you do kind of have to lose sleep if you're going to keep in touch with the craziness. The 64 down to 16 in 4 days. So yeah, what would you rather lose sleep for? College basketball, March Madness, or Major League Baseball opening day? You know us, we lose sleep over all of it. So it's not really a fair question for us.
You gotta sleep fast.
Yeah, right. We're here. We're not going anywhere. All right, so also on the show, I mean, there's more? There is. There's more. A battle between the top two teams in the NBA's Western Conference. And in case you believed that the Denver Nuggets, the defending champions, are only Nikola Jokic, well, Tuesday night's game proved that that is not the case. But man, more Anthony Edwards. Also, Zion Williamson. Right on the heels of the Edwards dunk of the year, quote unquote. You've got Zion, who may have been 2 feet above the rim. If you guys haven't seen this dunk, holy cannoli.
Oh my God.
Can he leap? He can leap out of a building. I'm so glad he's healthy. The Pelicans are a different team. They're a different franchise. When he's healthy, this is the guy that they thought they were drafting number one overall. Has it been 5 years? 5 years ago? 4 years ago? Gosh, they all blend together.
I think 19 was his rookie year, so yeah.
But my goodness, he is power and explosiveness, but he's also a soft touch. He's got great footwork. Really, the challenges for him, of course, have been staying healthy recovering from injuries, but how do you stay healthy and stay in shape and keep the weight off when you really can't work out? He has that body type. So there are some people who, when they don't work out, they lose weight. Don't ask me how that happens. That is not my body type. But that's my husband. When he doesn't work out and he loses muscle, he loses weight. That's Jay, too. Well, it doesn't really matter what Jay does. He can't gain any weight.
No, I've tried.
I mean, that must be a really tough problem to have. So I'm a little bit jealous of you peeps, but I'm much more like Zion. If I don't work out, I put on weight like nobody's business. So I have to work out so I can eat. Oh, because I really love my sweets. But the challenge for him since he got into the league has been exactly that. He's been injured. He's had lower body injuries that have kept him from working out. And so the second he got healthy, he then had to turn around and work his arse off just to get back to the weight, the playing weight that is optimal for him. But man, when you see this vicious alley-oop that he throws down, producer Jay can retweet it from our show account, After Hours CBS. You see all of the potential of Zion Williamson in those 2 seconds. Here's the thing. He's only 23 years old. So he still has a lot of years ahead of him if he can stay healthy. But yeah, Jay was right. He was drafted number one overall in 2019. And there was so much excitement around him. The lottery was really all about Zion. The second that the Knicks didn't win the lottery and the Pelicans did, Zion knew exactly where he was going. We all knew where he was going. It's a little bit like the Chicago Bears having the number one overall pick. As much as people want to maybe stir it up and the Bears aren't sold on him and blah, 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 there's no way the Bears aren't taking Caleb Williams. And so wait until you hear this dunk with Zion. That was sick. And so Anthony Edwards had the dunk of the year last night over the top of John Collins. Zion Williamson may have had the dunk of the year tonight. It doesn't matter whether or not it was against the Brooklyn Nets. That is irrelevant. The Pelicans, I don't know if they're a championship contender yet. Probably not, because the West is so stacked. But they're getting closer. They're getting closer.
That was sick.
All right. I've already gone too long. We're just getting started. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. We've got baseball on the brain, college hoops underway in Dayton, Zion competing for the dunk of the year himself, and Jimmy Garoppolo. He's back. I don't know if he's better than ever, but he's got a new home. So much to do, so little time. Plus, it's the Hump Show, which means you get to ask Amy anything. Our Twitter, our Facebook. Boom, baby.
Sick!
Thanks for hanging out with us After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Top of the arc, Cartier whistles one to the left corner for Clifford. He bangs in on Murray, spins to the baseline. Fall away, jumper, rattles in, plus the foul. Nick Clifford is balling tonight. Colorado State leads by 20 with 17 minutes to go. Beekman goes into the corner. Catch and shoot three for Groves. Way short, an air ball. Virginia has had good shooters air ball multiple threes tonight.
Ooh.
That's about right. Clifford, left corner for Colorado State. Drives baseline, drops it off to the right block for Scott. Easy as you like for the right-hand layup. A game-high 15 for Joel Scott. And it's a 41-21 Colorado State lead with 13.5 to go. Virginia will inbound with 0.6 on the clock, and that will do it. There's the horn, a Colorado State blowout. The Rams pummel Virginia 67-42 at the first four. They hold Virginia to 25% shooting and cruise on to face Texas in the round of 64.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
That's for sure. It was a cruising Colorado State performance. And Virginia, oh man, every single offensive struggle the Cavaliers have had this season was on full display in Dayton. I kind of feel bad for the fans who paid for tickets. Well, any of the UVA fans that paid for tickets. This was rough. The first half especially, it was 27-14 at halftime. 14. The Cavaliers, the Hoos, had 14 points in 20 minutes. But actually, they had 14 points in about 10 and a half minutes because the final 9 minutes and 20 seconds of the first half, they did not score. And then it took them nearly 4 minutes into the second half to get another point. So we're talking about 14 minutes of game time without a point. Not a free throw, not a layup, not a three, nothing. So credit the Colorado State defense, but this was just as much about Virginia's inability to generate any type of offense. Just a couple of guys who can score for them. And once the defense locks those guys down, like Reese Beekman, it's a disaster. And we had just spoken to our ACC insider last week from the tournament in D.C., and he was talking about Virginia and the offensive woes and that Tony Bennett really had no answer. And now, maybe a hard look at what needs to change for the Cavaliers before they get to this point again.
It's frustrating because, you know, before that we've been to a couple Sweet 16s, an Elite Eight, and a national championship. But there have been some hard losses in the first round. And that is frustrating. Some are unique, you know, a COVID pause, key players getting injured. And I think absolutely, I always have to examine, you know, our ability to advance. We've raised the bar really high here. We've qualified for this tournament, which is not an easy thing. We've done well, but it's stung to get to this point and not advance. And so, of course, we've got to keep adding quality players. We got to look at things certainly from a system standpoint, absolutely. And I wish we could have played better and played quality because we were so excited to get this chance.
You may be familiar with Virginia's story. In 2018, first team ever as a top seed to be upset by a 16, but then that redemption a year later winning the national championship. Oh my gosh, it was glorious. But do you know not a single NCAA tournament win since then? And that's what Tony Bennett is referring to. Some really painful first round exits. No win since the 19 title. So they do certainly have to look at where they go from here. That's a tough way for Reese Beekman to go out. I mean, he had 15 points, but he shot just 4 of 16. And again, it becomes a whole lot easier. It's just numbers, just simple math. When you only have a couple guys who can score, it's a lot easier for the opposing defense where they really don't have to game plan for half of their opponents on the court.
That was a tough way to go out. Didn't imagine it to go that way at all. But, you know, I'm just, you know, blessed to have a career here, a 4 years, you know. I've been able to play since almost basically day one, and, you know, I know that's not usual. So I'm just, you know, looking back at it, happy about the experience, you know, happy being back here, you know, doing my last year of college. And it was just a blessing. So I'm, you know, I don't want to define this game just to define my whole season or my whole career. So, yeah, it's tough, but, you know, I'm glad to be in this position.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Take nothing away from Colorado State. This is a team that felt like it did not deserve to be in the first four, didn't deserve to be the last four in, essentially. And while it will take more than just this win over what people will point to as a team that shouldn't have been in the tournament, and that's a debate, of course, they were in. But Colorado State has a chance to kind of sharpen its focus, ratchet up the intensity, and there are always teams. Almost always, almost every year since the first four was added, there are teams that make it not just into the main bracket, but win in the main bracket. It's become a thing. So pick a team that's coming out of the first four in your own bracket. And part of the reason is because they get that first game under their belts. And if it's a group that is younger or has never been in this place before, well, then it can matter because they kind of shake off the nerves. And I don't know if there's any rust necessarily, although some of these teams haven't played in a week, right? If their conference tournaments were a week before. So yeah, there's a lot of positives to playing in Dayton, not to mention, especially if you're a smaller school and you don't get a ton of nationally televised games. These games were, I mean, I know it was True TV, but it was still nationally televised on True TV. So yeah, in 11 of the 12 tournaments since the first four was added, at least one of the teams has advanced to the second round. So there, nerd alert to help you fill out your bracket. And Colorado State's a great candidate. Head coach Nico Medved got a solid performance from his crew all the way through.
Just a terrific performance, really, on both ends of the floor from the opening tip. Our guys came with a great edge, a great focus, did a great job of playing together on both ends of the floor. And I thought as the game continued to go on, we just continued to be fundamentally sound and tough-minded. And, you know, listen, I mean, we felt like we had an opportunity to win here tonight. But you know, that's a Hall of Fame coach over there. That's an incredible program, one that I have an unbelievable amount of respect for. And so, you know, I didn't see this coming like this way.
I'm excited to see what Colorado State can do in the main bracket. And they definitely have a chip on their shoulder in that locker room. So Joel Scott has a double-double, 23 points, 11 boards. Nike Clifford, 17 and 10, along with a half dozen assists. But really, the defense was so impressive. I know Virginia doesn't shoot well, but still. To hold a team to 14 points at half and to cause them to look so completely out of their element, or to make sure that they never found a comfort zone. They're off and running in Dayton with two more games coming up on Wednesday night. But is it March Madness that's worth losing sleep for? Or would you rather lose sleep, if you're going to do it over sports, would you rather lose sleep for the start of the baseball season? So we got our poll up on Twitter, After Hours CBS, and I just retweeted. It's also up on Facebook, but I haven't seen that it's hit the algorithm yet. Let me refresh. Yeah, so 8 minutes in, Jay, no. Hold on, I'm looking again. 8 minutes in. Oh, no, okay, now there's one.
Okay, good.
There's no likes of it. Apparently no one thinks our poll is that interesting, but there is a comment.
I thought it was a good gift, too.
That is a good gift.
Thank you.
Do we look like that when we stay awake all night?
Probably.
Good thing we're on radio and it doesn't matter. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Yes, and if you missed it, we are just 90 minutes away from a live interview in Seoul, South Korea. Woohoo! Excited for that. Jesse Agler, the play-by-play voice of the Padres radio network, will join us. And yeah, this is going to be really interesting, not only because it's the first time, but because there is supposed to be such this incredible fan presence there. They're thrilled to have Major League Baseball in town. But also, did you hear there was a bomb threat that was emailed to someone in Canada? Don't ask me. To a consulate in Canada, and it set off this massive search with bomb dogs. I heard they had like 250 people searching the stadium, and there were bomb dogs and techs and all that kind of stuff. Thankfully, it turned out to be nothing. They didn't find anything, and it didn't seem to affect game prep. But yeah, that set off a frenzy earlier on Wednesday. Well, it's Thursday. It's Thursday in South Korea, yes. So, no, it's Wednesday in South Korea. Yeah, March 20th, Wednesday in South Korea. It'll be, aren't we 12 hours behind Seoul, South Korea?
I thought we were 12 hours, but Now
we're not ahead. We're not ahead.
No, behind. Yeah,
yeah, behind.
Right.
So it's already Wednesday afternoon in Seoul, South Korea.
Yes.
Yes.
I was thinking it's Wednesday at the. Yes, you are right. Yes.
Okay. I mean, I just.
You're right.
The time zones, they can screw you up. But our conversation with Jesse will be at 1 a.m. Pacific time, since those of you who are Padres fans will want to hear him. And we can't wait to hear what he has to say about a trip to Seoul for work. It's a work trip to Seoul. All right. 855-212-4227. Lamar College Hoops. Is it worth staying awake for, losing sleep, or would that be baseball? Producer Jay, would you rather lose sleep for hoops or baseball?
Probably baseball.
You don't get a choice. We lose sleep for all of it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Marco, same with you. You lose sleep for all of it, too. But
in general, baseball more than hoops. But now, regular season versus tournament, I would go with the hoops.
But it's Seoul, South Korea. It's right in our wheelhouse. Well, you'll be gone, but we're really excited. We get to listen to baseball on the way home from work.
Yeah, and let's see if my children allow me to put it on the TV while, you know, they eat breakfast in the morning before I do. I've got a feeling that I'm going to lose out to, you know, Peppa Pig or something. I feel like I'm going to lose out.
When my nieces were young, everything lost out to Dora the Explorer and SpongeBob SquarePants. Like, all of it.
That, just, yeah.
Those were the ones.
Yeah, they're not so much into that. My daughter, all of a sudden, was on a Peppa Pig kick lately. There's a lot of Bluey in the house, too, which is an awesome cartoon, I got to say. You got kids out there and you haven't seen Bluey? Put it on. Bluey's good stuff. There's a lot of stuff that you watch and you're like, oh, I don't want to. Bluey's not in that category.
Bluey's quality.
At least you can get through. Yeah. Yeah. Bluey's kind of almost, I think, made for the adult while the kids watch it.
Well, wasn't that SpongeBob? SpongeBob definitely had an adult undertone to it.
Yeah. I never really want. I just missed it. Thankfully,
it went right over kids' heads because there's definitely.
I was a SpongeBob youth. There's a lot of adult humor in there.
I'm a little too old. Like, I was too old to watch SpongeBob when I was a kid. It came out when I was a little older, and I guess my kids haven't hit it yet, so I haven't seen it. I know that that's the case, but I haven't actually sat and watched any SpongeBob yet.
It's different now. They changed, like, new writers and stuff around, like, season five. So when I stopped watching
season
it.
Season five? I didn't realize they had them. How many seasons are there?
I think it's on, like, 15 by now, maybe. Came out in 1999, SpongeBob.
I was going to say, SpongeBob came out. Like I said, I was an adult. I was in my 20s, but, you know, that's why I missed it. If I was 12, I would have watched it, I'm sure. I'm positive I would have.
Speaking of cartoons, we actually have come up with some categories for what we're going to bring back from 2020, our Final Four competition. We'll explain. You all blew up our social media with your categories over the last, we'll call it 20 hours.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Zone, defending the basket to our right. Escara goes to the left wing for Brown with 10 to shoot. Drives left baseline. Ball is loose. Kicked by Hairston. No call. It's into the backcourt. Picked up by Escara with 5. Escara races ahead. Pulls up for a logo 3. Wow. He drills it. Oh, Escara from way downtown. Now Escara left side with 1.5 minutes to play in the first 4. Wagner basketball up 5. Howard pressuring almost all the way out to half court. Council near side left, drives baseline on Hairston, pulls up with the block. Ooh. He got it up the window, plus the foul. It's Melvin Council Jr.'s night. He has 21 and stares at the Howard bench. Rebound Dockery with 5 seconds. Hairston great on 3. He was blocked. Kick out Dockery, 3 on the way. No, it's short. 3 chances for Howard, and that's the buzzer. Wagner survives. The Seahawks, with only 7 healthy players, hold on to beat Howard, 71-68 of the first 4.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
All of the radio calls from the NCAA tournament on the Westwood One NCAA radio network. And from Dayton, the first 4 had one really compelling game, though if you turned it off at halftime, you missed the comeback in the second half. By the Howard Bison. This is a lot of fun. They trimmed a 17-point deficit down to 1 in the final minute. And you can imagine the Wagner Seahawks were on edge, but they did handle the pressure well. And of course, if they're going to make any more noise, they're going to need to handle the pressure well. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. The Wagner Seahawks just claimed their first ever NCAA tournament win. They're a small school from Staten Island, which is right off the toe of Manhattan. It's considered, well, it is one of the five boroughs of New York City, but it's considered a community in and of itself. They are, in fact, on an island, and I've never been over there, but, well, I've been across it. But I hear that they are very protective of anything that's Staten Island born and bred. So the Wagner Seahawks are all theirs. This is the first time that the team has been able to experience this and celebrate this, which I think is pretty incredible. So both 16 seeds playing in Dayton, and the lead goes from 17 down to 1 in the final seconds. And I heard their head coach, Donald Copeland, talk about the fact that a lot of times he can get too hyped up in these moments, so he really had to stay calm.
It's phenomenal, you know. You dream of this moment, you know, not just as a player, but as a coach, man, to compete for a championship. And we did that regardless of what we were going through. We never stopped believing. We never stopped having an expectation of ourselves.
Do you know this team only has 7 healthy players? Haven't had a contact practice. So they've been able to practice, run drills, probably have done walkthroughs for every game to go over scout. They have not had a practice with full contact since December. It's mid-March. They haven't been able to actually practice since December. So 7 healthy players. You can imagine they get fatigued. You can imagine they're worn out. So only 7 guys. But Melvin Council, 21 points, 7 assists, 5 rebounds, and a group that's all in to do whatever it takes.
Defense and rebounding, because, you know, first half, they out-rebounded us. So we was just every huddle, defense and rebound. Let's get a stop and let's go.
They worked their rear ends off. I'm sure they're tired. But to be able to have this opportunity in Dayton and get this first win is awesome. Congratulations to them. These 16 seeds, it's life-changing for the universities for sure, because it increases recruiting and allows them to raise their profile. And whether or not they're a basketball school, the fact is they had a game on national TV. They're able to celebrate a win. Just the joy and the euphoria of something that's never happened in their university history and may not happen again for decades. I mean, I hope it does, but it may not. And so congratulations to Wagner. That's pretty incredible. And we're off and running. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. you've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.